Another very important outcome in this was they looked at two things. They looked at the need for surgery during the 52-week trial, as well as the need for a course of oral steroids during 52 weeks. So if this was primarily driven by the courses of oral steroids, but as you've heard, it doesn't take much oral steroids to put you at significant risk for a lifetime. So you can see that as time went on, that about 40, almost 42% of the people on placebo required either surgery or a course of oral steroids. This was compared to the people on dupilumab, where it was 12.5%. So it was highly significant difference from that. So it was preventing surgery as well as reducing the exposure to oral steroids.